I'm Alyssa Nathanson, WRPR News. We have had a very difficult winter here on Ramapo's campus. With several snowstorms and brutally cold weather, this is the sound that we have been hearing throughout campus from dawn until dusk. Facility workers on various sized trucks and lifts are working vigorously to clean up the mounds of snow that have covered the 300-acre campus. Along with other students from Ramapo College, Ramapo senior and former assistant resident director of the College Park Apartments, Dania Arabi-Cappi, does not think facilities consistently did a good job clearing the walkways.
Right outside my apartment, the stairs freeze and so does the landing. And back in November, we had a call and asked them to put salt down, and we still have to do that now because it's dangerous. You turn the corner and there you are, going to wipe out.
Ronald Martucci, Director of Facilities, defends the snow and ice removal.
In general, we have a comprehensive plan to make sure that we get all those areas, and we know that the village in particular is challenging, but we do have plans to always cover each area. But that's not bad if someone sends in a work order or calls our service desk. That's right. The important thing.
Ramapo commuter Sarah Luby shares her opinion on the parking lot conditions after a snowstorm.
Generally, I don't think Ramapo does a very good job, honestly. The roads, if they're plowed, it's usually only the main road to get into the parking lots. The parking lot spaces aren't plowed. Walking from the parking lot to my class or and back, I feel like I'm going to fall or something because it's always icy. They never really salt it or anything, so it's never very good.
At the end of the day, Martucci, director of facilities at Ramapo College, wants to leave the students and faculty members with a brief message.
We're always planning ahead no matter how small or large the expected forecast is for. So we're doing our best, and that's the priority, to have the campus safe and accessible and ready for students and faculty and staff.
Arabi-Cappi, although displeased with some of the facility snow procedures, simply states,
"We kind of have to work with the school at some point. We can't always try to be against them."
As Martucci notes, facilities workers are putting their best foot forward in tackling the snow overload. It's their hope that the rest of the student body will come to the same conclusion as Arabi-Cappi has. I'm Alyssa Nathanson, WRPR News.